This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Parliament has passed the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertaking Act 1980. The bill seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from existing 1. The bill also proposes to redefine substantial interest for directorships, which could increase to 2 crore rupees instead of the current limit of 5 lakh rupees. The bill empowers banks to decide the remuneration of their auditors. Replying to a debate, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the government has undertaken several reforms to strengthen the banking sector in the country.
We're focusing on a lot of structural reforms, but our efforts are not restricted only to that. We have deepened financial inclusion, took banking to the last citizen, and ensured that citizen-centric banking is importantly served as an interface. 55 crore Jan Dhan accounts have been opened, of which over 55% of them are women, and 66% have been in rural or semi-urban centered bank branches.
The Lok Sabha has passed Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management Anand as a university to be known as a Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it is an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. It will also strengthen the cooperative movement in the country through a network of institutions and to declare the institute as one of the schools of the university. Replying to the debate on bill, the Union Cooperative Minister Amit Shah said that this legislation will empower the rural economy and help in creating self-employment and developing small entrepreneurs. NDA MPs from Bihar met at the residence of BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal in New Delhi over dinner yesterday. BJP President J.P. Nadda, senior leaders of JDU, LJP, Ram Vilas, Hindustan Awam Morcha, Secular and Rashtriya Lok Morcha attended the meeting along with BJP MPs from Bihar. The meeting, which took place ahead of the Bihar Assembly poll schedule later this year, was intended to further fine-tune coordination among the alliance partners in the state. Later in social media posts, Union Minister and LJP R Chief Chirag Paswan said that the strategies for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections were discussed during the meeting. Besides Union Minister Giriraj Singh from BJP, Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh from JDU, Union Minister Jitin Ram Manji from HAM and RLM Chief Upendra Kushwaha attended the meeting. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs, MCA, will host a virtual candidate open house today for the PM internship scheme, building on the success of its previous sessions. The interactive forum will offer invaluable insights and real-time answers to applicants' most pressing questions. A panel of experts, including the MCA senior officials, the project management team for policy and procedural concerns, and technical specialists will give real-time answers to applicants' queries. Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. He made this remark while speaking on India-China relations in a conversation with Dr. Kyun Wah Kang, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Asia Society in New Delhi yesterday. In the IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Rajasthan Royals by 8 wickets at Guwahati. Kolkata Knight Riders surpassed the target 152 runs, scoring 153 runs for 2 wickets in only 17.3 overs. Earlier put into bat, Rajasthan Royals posted 151 runs with a loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.